This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, June 13th, brought to you by Stratovation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The American Petroleum Institute, a number of the nation's car dealers, the American Farm Bureau, and the National Corn Growers Association teaming together to challenge the EPA's new tailpipe emission standards. Harold Woolley, president of the National Corn Growers, said the rule targets liquid fuels.
New tailpipe emissions rule is restrictive to the liquid fuels market. It's going to require that more of the vehicles that are produced and sold in this country are electric vehicles. And the corn growers think that we have a case to make that by including ethanol in our liquid fuels, we are decarbonizing the transportation industry right now.
Woolley says the EPA didn't provide a balanced analysis of small and medium-sized vehicles.
The life cycle analysis of electric vehicle should include the production of the electricity that is used to charge that vehicle. And as you and I know, not all of our electricity is coming from zero emission sources.
Woolley says corn growers share similar concerns with all the groups participating in the litigation.
With the Petroleum Institute, we want to preserve the liquid fuels market. With Farm Bureau, we want to preserve the renewable fuels portion that agriculture can contribute to this issue. And with the car dealers, we're thinking about the consumers. They want to be able to give their customers choice. We want the customers to be able to have some choice in the vehicles that they purchase.
Travis Cushman with the American Farm Bureau Federation says the EPA's tailpipe emission standard will mean some people may buy an electric vehicle whether they want to or not.
EPA itself says that they expect this will result in by 2032, by 68% of cars and light trucks having to be plug-in electric, 68%. And for large pickups and vans, that's 43% of the entire fleet. So that is a drastic change in how consumers currently buy cars, what's available to them, and that's in a very quick time frame.
Cushman says Farm Bureau believes the EPA has overstepped its authority.
I can tell you a lot about, you know, why we think it's a bad policy decision, but for the court, what's important is they do not have this authority. They have the authority to regulate emissions. They do not have the authority to regulate what kind of propulsion technology is used in vehicles.
Cushman also says Congress has already weighed in on the matter.
So we believe that, fortunately, Congress has already spoken sufficiently to this issue, and they are not giving EPA this authority. So what we'd hope the court would do here is more or less repeat what the statute says to EPA. You don't have this authority. You cannot do this. You mentioned, you know, well that EPA has at times, maybe even often, ignored or flaunted court precedent. I think a strong statement from the court here will hopefully keep EPA from messing with trying to mess up markets and the free market and electrify the fleets without their authority.
South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson says some in Congress would like to weigh in on the matter.
Most every Republican from corn country that I'm aware of has expressed deep dissatisfaction with where the EPA is headed, but there have been a number of Democrats who've done the same thing too. I think reasonable people who understand the impact of this, you know, you also get a certain number of people, even if they're not from the Corn Belt, who understand that these new rules are going to make it real hard for Americans to use American energy as much as we want them to be.
Johnson is a leader on the Congressional Biofuels Caucus and recently opened the Congressional Sustainable Aviation Caucus. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StratovationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.